Well, the battle to regain militant held areas in Syria continues. Now the army is making advances in the country's largest city, Aleppo. Fierce clashes are underway between Syrian forces and militants in Nur al-Din al-Zanki in Aleppo suburbs. At least 18 insurgents have been killed. Syrian forces regained control of a strategic mountain in the country's north on Saturday. They also raided militant hideouts in Hasaka, a city in the northeast, seizing explosive devices and weapons. Syria has been the scene of fierce fighting between the army and Takfiri insurgents who have launched a bloody war to overthrow the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Well, let's switch over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohammed Ali. Mohammed, great to see you. Please fill us in on the latest situation and advances by the Syrian army.
Yes, Marzia, Syrian army operations continue in various parts of the country, in various cities, actually, Damascus, Aleppo, and Deir al-Zor. Just last night, the Syrian armed forces destroyed the so-called legitimate port affiliated to al-Nusra Front and destroyed also their weapons in al-Hamidiyya neighborhood in Deir al-Zor city over there. In Aleppo, there were several operations reported there. The Syrian army, of course, blocked the militants and killed militants who tried to infiltrate into secured neighborhoods such as Salah al-Din and Sheikh Sa'id in Aleppo. There were also several other areas in Aleppo that witnessed fierce fighting, mainly in Aleppo countryside, also in Al-Layramoun, Sheikh Maqsoud, in addition to Bustan al-Qasr, where three militants were reported killed just today. This is in Aleppo, of course, Marzia. In Damascus, there were several operations around the capital. Eastern Al-Ghouta is the focus of the Syrian army's operations. This is where the foreign-backed militants are present. There were three mortar shells that fell on separate parts of Damascus, three parts actually, and led to the injury of two civilians and some damage. The areas are Al-Hijaz, Al-Marji, and George Khoury. Populated areas in Damascus. Those are the three areas where mortar shells fell. However, the clashes and operations happen in areas like Shobar, Qaboon, and in the south near Sayyida Zainab, mainly the areas of Al-Husayniyyah and Hijjera over there. So the usual operations, the usual tense lines around the capital, the Syrian army is blocking them, the militants from entering and pushing them back.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Mohammed Ali, Press TV's correspondent out of Damascus.